was surprised. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. That's what President Biden said after learning that possibly classified documents were found in a locked closet in his old office in Washington. The boxes were found by the president's personal lawyers in November, and he says they immediately called the National Archives.
I've turned over the boxes. They've turned over the boxes to the archives, and we're cooperating fully with the review, and which I hope will be finished soon, and there'll be more detail at that time.
The president said he doesn't know what the contents of the papers are and was told by his lawyers to not ask. Earlier today, Republican Congressman Mike Turner, the top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, requested that federal intelligence officials conduct what he called a damage assessment of the papers. The president made the comments at the North American Leaders Summit,
hosted by Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador and joined by Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. President Joe Biden said many concerns, from supply chains to pursuit of clean energy, are shared. The migration crisis, however, remains at the forefront. President Biden publicly thanked the Mexican president
for stepping up to receive into Mexico those not following the lawful pathways we've made available instead of attempting to unlawfully cross the border between our countries.
Trafficking of humans and the deadly drug fentanyl are also serious concerns.
Fox's Colonel Scott. The Pentagon has formally dropped its COVID vaccine mandate, but the new memo signed by Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin also gives commanders discretion in how or whether to deploy troops who are not vaccinated. A grand jury will determine whether a customer at a Houston taqueria will face charges after fatally shooting a man who pointed a gun that appeared to be real at customers and robbed them. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A controversial clemency hearing for a convicted murderer in Illinois.
Robert Turner was sentenced to death for the 1985 rape and murder of suburban Chicago teen 16-year-old Bridget Drobny in downstate Macoupin County, Illinois. A death sentence that was commuted in 2003, though now a reform group called the Illinois Prison Project appears before the Illinois Prisoner Review Board asking that Turner be freed. They say because he's a model inmate and a changed man.
Why would they do that?
The victim's family not buying it.
That innate evil, the things that he did to my sister, that doesn't change.
He needs to give penance for the crime that he committed. Walking free is not that.
The Macoupin County State's Attorney also in court to object to Turner's clemency petition. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
5 years in prison for a retired Catholic priest in St. Louis who prosecutors say used thousands of images of child porn to make PowerPoint presentations. James Beeler pled guilty in October on two counts of possession of child pornography. More human drug trials are being halted by the FDA.
The Food and Drug Administration is increasingly tapping the brakes on experimental medicines testing in people as drug companies make a bigger push into risky but less proven technologies. The Wall Street Journal finding last year the agency halted clinical trials for experimental drugs 747 times. From 2017 to 21, it was an average of 664 times each year, up from 557 each of the previous 5 years. Some analysts believe the uptick in pauses is likely due to new technologies requiring more time and effort from regulators, also to an increase in the number of new trials overall in recent years. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
After nearly 3 months with no winner, the Mega Millions jackpot is now $1.1 billion. That amount is for a winner who takes the annuity over 29 years. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.